Okay, well, this was Saturday, August 7th, and this was a nightcap of my second game today. This one was Masters, the defending champion, but Unionville came in to their field at Lamoureux, and they won 2-0. Somewhat of a surprise, but I have team head coach Pavan Mosavat here just to say a few words about tonight's game.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for covering this game and giving it some attention. So we appreciate that. You know, a good result for our group. We have a very young group. You know, obviously credit to Masters. They got a lot of experience and, you know, well-coached team and well-organized team. Tonight, just things rolled our way, and we were able to capitalize a couple of errors, key errors, and, you know, had a good fighting mentality to fight and keep the lead.
Great. And it's a surprise of how, well, let's talk about the
draft
picks. I'm really interested in the draft picks.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. Like to talk about that. I've said this before, when back in the CSL days, with the Toronto Blizzard days and all of that, we had young players, you know, Thomas Szczęsny as young as 16, and, you know, an entire national team players, pool of players, Kevin Holness, Eddie Verduzco, Paolo Ciccarelli, guys that were at 17, 18, 19, they were playing in the CSL back in the days. And that was the backbone of our national team. You know, in 94 World Cup qualifying, when we were ahead of Mexico with one team qualifying, everybody on the field, with the exception of two players, were the product of CSL. So when CPL came in, you know, I hoped and trusted that it would do that for us. So kids like Chris Campoli or Danny Raffi, those young players, you know, Chris has done great for us in preseason, and so far, you know, he's scored in two games, two goals and an assist.
Yep.
In the three goals
tonight
that he had a hand in it. And if he's given opportunity at the next level, he'll be able to definitely produce that among, you know, better environment, better quality players, and better coaching. We need those players, the younger players that we have within Canadian universities, and with young Canadian players to be involved more. And we're pleased with them. You know, I'm in touch with coaches from York United, and they were them being former teammates. And, you know, we're hoping to, at some point, get these guys back onto CPL. And that's one of our objectives, right?
Yes.
Can we, you know, graduate some of these guys into CPL?
Okay.
Right?
Will these two guys...
Sorry, one second. Danny! Oh. Danny, can you guys make sure nobody leaves?
Change room?
Yeah. Change room, please.
Will those two guys still be going to school?
Yes, they're both going. Okay. They're still going to Ontario Tech, right, with Coach Ramin, where I was before. And they're going back to school. They got Chris has got one more year left, and hopefully at that point he can fully transition into CPL.
Yeah.
Right?
One of them said about me, "Hey, nice jersey," because he sees what I'm wearing.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah. Souvenirs here.
Yeah.
How did you get this post? I've seen you around so many different teams over the decades.
Yeah, over the years, I mean, I've been technical director with different environments, but my kids were, from my oldest who's 17 now, they've been playing here for the last, you know, 6-7 years, and I have two other little ones now that play here, I was always busy with university seasons. Obviously, I was coaching at the university level, but with the pandemic, stepping away from that, I've gone into a different role now, and I've gone back to school myself to do an MBA and jumped on, a tech startup company. So I, you know, at that point, I had an opportunity to, for the first time, to get involved with my own kids and coach them. And what I'd seen here is that Unionville organization has produced so many unbelievable players, national team players, players that are in CPL. But from League One perspective, the younger kids weren't getting the opportunity because the coaches who were here before, you know, they did a great job, but they had their own players who might have been a little bit older. And and if this league is a developmental league, we needed that opportunity for these players to come up. So, in conversation with the technical director, he asked me, would I take over it? And I said, sure. And with some objectives in mind to be able to make sure that the kids that are here, we have a squad of 26, I think 19 are former youth players from Unionville.
Nice.
Right? And an average age, you know, we have kids are anywhere from 2002 to 1999, with the exception of two, three players, actually only two players that are 25, 26 years old, who've been here for years as Unionville players, like Trey Crosby, who's the captain of the team. He's been here since youth soccer all the way through. So the objective was to give those kids opportunity and see, can we direct them to graduate them into a CPL? Can we direct some of the younger kids that haven't gone to school yet back into a, you know, university environment? So those are the main objectives for us this year, right? So,
nice.
And you know what? And to change the culture a little bit. That the culture, you see these kids that are, they play with our U8, U9.
Yep.
They're out here watching, and we want to make sure that they have an opportunity down the road.
With, yeah, mosquito spray required, yeah. And just let's talk about, just for finish off with just some comments of the old Toronto Olympians,
yeah,
and how dominant they were.
Yeah,
in,
we had a
the games.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. It was a good, we had a good environment, a good team, a lot of, you know, even with our team, a few national team players, and we had a good group, good family, and you know, at the time CPL was or CPSL at the time was kind of starting, and
yes,
and we had a really good group of players who were all previously with the Toronto Lynx, and they had come over,
yeah,
and we had a good family and a great run, you know, without a doubt. For the 3 years that we were there, I think we lost two games in 3 years and won. There were three championships every year, so nine championships. We won 7 out of 9. So yeah, no regular season loss. So it was great, and it was a fantastic environment. Play alongside of guys like Eddie Berdusco and Ian Carter, and you know, Dino Lopez, and you know, Elvis Thomas, guys that were national team players. So
yeah,
it was a fantastic
before
opportunity.
Before the days of digital photography.
That's
so
right. That's right.
I just have to memorize some of this.
That's right.
No,
I wish somebody
no
had caught some of those.
Cable TV and
yeah,
stuff.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you very
for
much
for talking to me.
I appreciate that.
And let me see this.